KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. Looking forward to be partly cloudy today. A high of 56, currently 37 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A groundbreaking ceremony for a new full-service truck stop south of Audubon was held indoors Wednesday morning due to the weather, and that was held at the Audubon County Economic Development Building. The Lawrence Handlos family, along with city and county officials and members of the Audubon County Economic Development Board, we're on hand to talk about the $18 million construction project for Waspy's truck stop, and that it's expected to employ about 70 people. Sarah Gomez, Executive Director of Midwest Partnership Economic Development Corporation, said there are other economic aspects to the project.
I had a partner of ours run an economic impact just for the full-time jobs that will be added to Audubon, full-time only. That will create a ripple effect of 12 other jobs here in Audubon. Examples would be child care workers, stock and clerk, file orders, teachers and assistants, so those type of jobs. So, and with an earning of $300,000 per year for those jobs. So it's a huge boost to Audubon, and we certainly couldn't have done it without the ACED board and all the partners.
Brian Handlos, general manager and CEO for the property, said there are already two maintenance people hired while construction is underway. The project, he says, encompasses an area roughly the size of two football fields.
For dirt work, there's approximately 200,000 yards of dirt to move on the site. So you've got to take dirt away, bring some dirt back in to pack it in. So that equates to about 11,000 scraper loads of dirt to move on the site there. Those scrapers are down there. Now, if that's done, of course, there's about 250 tons of rebar coming in for the site. And then just the stormwater sewer underneath the ground, it's about 6,850 feet of stormwater to collect all the water and get off the site. Cement on the site, so there's gonna be approximately 16,000 yards of cement for the site, which would be equivalent back 1,800 cement truckloads of cement. The buildings under roof for the site to be approximately 80,000 square feet of buildings under the roof.
When complete, Waspy's truck stop will include a convenience store, a feed mill restaurant, a two-story, 33-room hotel, tentatively called the Bluegrass Inn and Suites, although the name may change, and a truck and car wash along with a diesel repair shop. The facility is owned by Lawrence and Doris Handlos, along with their children, Brian and Beth, who are assisting with the project development. Work on the project is expected to be finished in less than 18 months. Casey's General Stores has announced it'll begin offering a higher ethanol blend of E15 and E85 at 17 sites in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. The Iowa Corn Promotion Board applauds the move. Board President Larry Cleaver from Audubon says it's something they've been discussing with Casey's for quite some time.
It's one of the most common things that I've heard over the years is people asking me why Casey's doesn't. And so it's kind of a relief that they're finally doing this pilot project, and I hope it's very successful for them.
A Casey spokesman says the company does not have plans at this time to expand beyond the initial 17 locations, but Cleaver is hopeful.
There's a lot of Casey stores around the small towns. It'd be great if they could get that blender pumps into everybody.
Casey's, based in Ankeny, is the fourth largest convenience store chain in the U.S. with nearly 2,000 locations across 15 states. In addition to the Iowa Corn Promotion Board, corn checkoff boards in Illinois and Kansas, and the Ethanol Trade Association Growth Energy are assisting Casey's in the program. In a news release, Growth Energy calls it a major milestone for renewable fuel availability, especially across rural America, where demand for higher ethanol blends is at an all-time high. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst have joined 14 other colleagues in the U.S. Senate to co-sponsor legislation that would boost U.S. producers of biodiesel. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley and a senator from Washington State who's a Democrat are the lead sponsors of the legislation. It would extend the tax credit for biodiesel for three more years. More significantly, though, the credit would go to the producers of biodiesel. Today, the credit goes to the companies that blend the soybean-based fuel into diesel made from petroleum. Grassley, Ernst, and the other 14 senators say the move is important because foreign imports of biodiesel are rising dramatically, and the current biodiesel credits are supporting those imports. In many cases, the biodiesel shipped into the U.S. gets foreign subsidies, too. Grassley calls that double dipping.
In the past quarter alone, biodiesel imports were 10% above levels during the first 3 months of 2016. Iowa is the nation's leading biodiesel producer. According to the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, biodiesel accounts for nearly $500 million of Iowa's gross domestic product, with nearly 4,000 Iowans employed in the biodiesel industry. Elsewhere in the news, police in Creston report an Illinois man was arrested late last night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 19-year-old Antonio Walker of Evanston, Illinois, was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Walker was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And authorities in Creston say late Monday night, the Mayflower School on East Townline Road reported an incident of vandalism to their property. Police say someone damaged 9 stepping stones and boards in a ball pit. The damage was estimated at $50. A traffic stop earlier this morning in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. Red Oak police say 35-year-old Christopher Charles Bowers of Essex was taken into custody for driving while suspended, a simple misdemeanor. Bowers was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. The Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 29-year-old Brandy K. Grass of Omaha and her two daughters, 11-year-old Jocelyn Moraine and 10-year-old Savannah DeBoer, both of whom are from Council Bluffs. Authorities say Grass no longer has legal custody of the children and has concealed their whereabouts from a family member who does have legal custody over the children. Grass has a valid warrant for her arrest, charging her with 2 counts of violation of a custodial order. Both children are valid missing persons and need to be reunited with their legal guardian. They're believed to be in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area and possibly with a male driving a white SUV with heavy front-end damage. There are pictures of the woman and the two daughters, under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you have any information about their location of Brandy Grass and her two daughters, you're encouraged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department. The number is 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a search warrant executed Tuesday evening in Clarinda resulted in the recovery of several firearms that were stolen during a Clarinda residential burglary that took place last month. Officers also seized a small amount of personal use marijuana. Complaints alleging juvenile delinquency for felony theft by exercising control over stolen property and misdemeanor possession of marijuana are pending against a 17-year-old male who resides at the residence. Sheriff's officials in Fremont County say a Hamburg teen who was missing since Monday has been located. No other details about where he was found or his condition were released. Authorities had said earlier in the day Wednesday that 17-year-old River Jordan Studi was last seen leaving his residence on Monday. And the sheriff's office thanks the public for its assistance. The Union County Sheriff's Office Wednesday issued a report on an injury accident that took place Saturday night. Officials say 15-year-old Haley Trickle of Corning was driving a 2001 Dodge pickup northbound on 1200 block of North Green Valley Road when she swerved to avoid a deer on the road. The pickup went out of control and came to rest in the east ditch, striking a fence. The damage amounted to $4,500 altogether. That accident happened around 8:45 p.m. Saturday. Trickle and a passenger in her vehicle, 15-year-old Haley Shin of Orient, suffered suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries and were transported by private vehicle to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. There were no citations issued. And the Union County Sheriff's Office's 37-year-old Dustin Ray Kilgore of Creston was arrested Monday for driving while barred. Kilgore was later released on $2,000 bond. A Lorimore woman reported to the Sheriff's Office on Tuesday that sometime over the past month, someone entered her home and took a trailer camera, pampered chef items, a mirror, clock, audible alarm, and other household items. The loss was estimated at $850. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.